Well, as typical, we got through this segment without all of our talking points, but I don't want to move on yet. I want to finish on soldier flies. You were saying kind of yes, kind of no. They do appear. They don't appear. It sounds like you're still in the experimenting process.
Definitely still in the experimenting process with them.
And is the goal just to generate food for the chickens?
So there's two byproducts of black soldier flies. Byproduct one is the grub that is a high-protein, high-calcium nugget for fish if you're doing aquaculture and for chickens. In some other countries, they actually turn that into a flour, kind of like the mesquite flour we talked about earlier for humans to eat. They do bug flour.
Hmm.
Haven't wrapped my head around that one yet. So that's one of the things is the grub itself. And then there's a casting or a frass. They call it F-R-A-S-S, frass. That's the leftover poop from the black soldier flies that also is highly nutritious for your plants.
We need to do a segment on all the different names of poop from all the different types of animals and insects. We got frass, we got castings, we got manure.
We'd have some kids listening to that too.
Yeah, there you go.
Mom, guess what kind of poop I'm holding?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you got two products for the soldier flies, and we've got that's our third use for our compost product.
Right, at the urban
farm.
Food
waste. Exactly. And then is number four to the traditional compost then?
Anything that's left over at the end goes in the traditional compost.
Okay.
Like this morning we were working on setting up our compost bin. And the thing about compost, and it takes a lot of organic matter to actually get the compost going.
I've got something here next as regards to stacking functions. Mm-hmm. You've got someone here like PC chicken. Is that like a polite way to say when your chickens pass, you compost them? Is that the politically correct way?
There you go. Now, PC chicken actually stands for permaculture.
Oh,
permaculture chicken. Yeah. What we do in permaculture is we look at the different resources that we have in our space, and we look to see what use are they. We call this stacking functions. So in our industrial food system, what's a chicken good for?
Eggs.
And?
Manure. Farm choice packaged
chicken. Definitely
poop.
Love Hickman's for that. Absolutely. But interestingly enough, that the manure part is a new part of the process.
Mm.
That's not something that's been around for all that long. So basically, we get some manure and we get some meat and eggs out
meat,
of chickens.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you'd mentioned raising meat chickens. So,
yeah.
There are different breeds. You wouldn't buy a chicken to lay eggs and be at your meat source as
correct.
Well. They are completely separate types of breeds, and the ones that we eat, meat, and consume daily never even lay an egg. And in fact, a lot of them never even live longer than 8 weeks.
Exactly. Exactly. The meat birds, like I said, I've raised them meat birds at the urban farm before. And by the time they're 8 weeks old, they're almost to the point where they can't walk.
Right.
They're so heavy because they're genetically bred to put on meat. And interesting story. I think I may have told you this before, but the day that I was butchering some meat birds about 10 years ago at the urban farm, one of our laying hens went lame and she couldn't walk anymore. So I figured, all right, well, I'm just going to put her out of her misery and I'm going to butcher her as well. So I butchered a meat bird and, you know, I got these breasts on this meat bird that were huge, right? Something you'd see in a restaurant, huge. And the breasts meat on the laying hens were about the size of a half dollar. That's the difference it makes.
It looks a lot more when they have all their feathers on top.
Yeah,
but you get
exactly.
down to the brass of something that's been laying eggs 3, 4, 5 years. There ain't much.
There's not much left of them. Exactly. So PC chicken or permaculture chicken
okay.
as opposed to an industrial chicken. So we talked about industrial chickens. What we get out of an industrial chicken is something to eat and a little bit of fertilizer. And the fertilizing part is new. Thank you, Clint and crew over at Hickman's Eggs. In permaculture, we look at that chicken as an asset, as one of our workers in our backyard. And any animals, really any asset that you put in your backyard, could be it a fruit tree or a mesquite tree or chickens or goats or anything like that, you want to see what they can do for you. So the chickens in my backyard, what do they do for us?
Well, I will tell you what they do for me.
Please.
In my orchard, I've got two trees that are completely consumed by Bermuda grass.
Yep.
And our chickens that are done laying, I will move out there, and I've got these channel link panels that mm-hmm. I put around the tree, put the chickens in there, put water. They will knock out that Bermuda grass
in no time.
A week or two.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't solve it from it not coming back, but
it controls it.
It controls it.
Exactly.
And I'm not applying chemicals around my citrus trees that I'm eating the produce of.
Exactly. Exactly.
So they're very good weed eaters if you keep them confined.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, we let our chickens run in our backyard in chicken tractors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have chicken runs for them. And they do a pretty dang good job of keeping the Bermuda knocked down.
And bug eaters. When you
exactly.
have in the summertime, when we're watering, moisture can build up underneath it because some of the waters are sitting on the ground
yep.
in shade cool areas. And if you're out there with the hose and water gets underneath and the water starts to build up underneath there, you get a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
You pick that water trough up, those bugs comes out and they wipe them out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I kind of hijacked that. I'm not really worried about my functions. I want to know more about your functions at the Urban Farm. And we'll continue that along with our talking points here with Farmer Greg.